Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car. Which, if you're buzzed, could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you all tonight on WAMRDB. We have a special show this evening for you. Tonight's host is the one and only Miss Marlene. Marlene, welcome to the show.
Good night. Good evening. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm doing pretty good. It's Sunday, and it's snowing here in Minnesota again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom. I wish I could tell you I'm surprised,
yes.
But we had snow here in Arkansas this weekend, too. So, yep.
Oh, my goodness, Marlene. Well, I want to make an announcement tonight. Tonight's special guest is the one and only Karima in the house. Karima, are you on the line with us this evening?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
All right, there she goes, everyone. Ms. Karima's in the house tonight on WAMRDB with the hostess with the mostess, Marlene. I'm going to let you turn it on. I'm going to turn everything over to Marlene, and we're going to listen in. What's tonight's topic?
Well, we're going to talk tonight about continuing to try to help our president drain the swamp. As you know, our show is called It's About the Purpose, Not the Party. And the purpose of President Trump has been to root out corrupt politics. And that's argued both ways he's succeeding, both ways saying he's not. But it would be a huge task for anyone to undertake, and I admire somebody for even attempting it. But the thing I would like for us to talk about tonight is we have uncovered some corruption in the state of Georgia with a product that has been brought to the state of Georgia that's an international product that came through President Obama's administration with a company called Sodexo. And this company, Sodexo, they primarily, it's a huge organization. I'd be scared to know how many employees they have around the world, but I'm guessing probably at least 25,000 or more. That's how big of an organization this company is. And their primary objective in their business is food service. And so they do institutional-type food products, whether it would be for Holiday Inns or whether it would be for hospitals or whether it would be through college and universities. Institutional food settings are their primary product. Karima has had some personal experience with this organization, and it's not been good. And so, Karima, I'm going to let you start off by telling us, or let me ask you, what would you say is the most vile thing you have seen out of Sodexo there in Atlanta?
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in and letting us have this discussion. I'll just kind of a little bit of background. About 2 years ago, I was a part of a program for people like that have disability. So people know me, they know that I have some bad knees and some pre-existing injuries from just being in construction over 27 years. So I entered into a protective classification as a disabled worker under the state's program called Georgia Vocational Rehabilitation Administration, and their goal was to put people that wanted to work in an environment where the employer made a commitment to work with people with both intellectual disabilities or physical disabilities, or a combination of both. So I think the worst thing that I've ever even had any insight on was a young lady that was there. She wasn't a young lady, she was about in her 50s. And the course of the project for Sodexo was to get the pilot program through its first initial stage and then, move forward. But the young lady had an intellectual disability, and they were instructed, people that were permanent there were instructed to get rid of us because we were cutting into their hours. So it was just a very nasty, hostile environment. And the young lady was coerced to go into the back area and hold up her bra and expose her breasts. And they laughed about it, and they fired her and transferred the other woman out of the unit, opposed to getting her any help about social skills. So I think that's the most gross, misleading scenario that I've ever seen, and it got brushed under the table by both GVRA, the folks at Sodexo, and anybody else connected to us. So that's probably the worst that I've seen, where a company and a vendor like Sodexo could get away with that kind of atrocity, and it gets swept under the rug. And then that was probably the worst I've ever seen in as being a, as a grown woman. I just think it's horrible.
Well,
we've been trying to
for the audience,
it's just a horrible situation.
For the audience purposes, let's clarify who GVRA is. That would be the Georgia Vocational Rehabilitation Division, and it's a sanctioned program through the governor's office of the Georgia Voc Rehab Division. Am I correct? Is that a correct understanding?
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
Yes.
So we can say that Governor Deal, who's a friend of mine, Governor, how are you tonight? I hope you're listening. If you're not, you're going to be getting some phone calls, and sir, you need them on this deal. But you definitely need to be doing an investigation through your attorney general into your vocational rehab division and Sodexo, and I've even recommended to CREMA that the Department of Justice in D.C. get involved as well, because this is a serious crime to take advantage of anyone with mental or physical disabilities when they're supposed to be protected under this entity of government through vocational rehabilitation. CREMA, when you tried to shine the light on such corrupt behavior, what's happened? What's been the process that's been used against you during this time?
Well, in that time period, I of course I got in contact with you because of your experience as a vocational advocate, and you gave me some instruction on giving them a call and letting them know what happened. And I was assured that that an investigation of some sort would take place, because when I talked to the second individual in charge, which is Kevin Harris, the administrator, she said she would do a white paper. And so what happened after that got a little foggy. I got the runaround, and I got a call from my counselor, because I'm still a part of the program. I got a call from my counselor that stating that she could not no longer help me because I was filing a complaint against CBRA. And at the time, I was finishing up a program that I was going to get a grant for my extended education or training to expand the radio station. And
right.
After 3 months of going to school, I found out that I could not receive that money as a result of me bringing that to our council's attention. And
as a whistleblower, they have tried to hold you back and make it harder for you as a whistleblower.
Absolutely. Right.
Under the Federal Whistleblowers Protection Act, they've broken federal law in the governor's office. So, and let's clarify one more thing. I think your audience needs to be aware. This young woman was a black woman, am I correct? The lady
with the
disabilities? And
right.
Your counselor or the leadership of this organization was also a black female. Am I correct?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yes.
So this would be African American leadership taking advantage of another African American with disabilities in the city or in the state program of the Georgia Voc Rehab Project. Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, if this does not make you so mad it sets your hair on fire, something is wrong with you. I'm sorry, but this just, it makes me so mad I could spit. I mean, it's just uncalled for. Monica, would you have any any justification that you can see where this behavior would be appropriate?
No, it's not appropriate at all. I'm just, just talking to Kareem, I just could not believe it. You know, being treated unfairly, disrespected. I mean, I just could not believe it.
The cesspool of corruption is blowing my mind.
Millions, yes, and they're making millions and millions of dollars. Let's not even go into the products that they're selling.
Yeah,
let's not go
exactly
into that. But we're going to go into that subject in a moment, too, hopefully.
Well, and if
but this
is, you know, we've got this, and we've got the Me Too movement going on, and if we as females cannot call out other females, what good are
uh-huh.
we trying to holler at the men for this behavior?
Yeah. You're right.
So we have to watch our own camp, and it starts with us calling out the corruption we see within our own gender and our own races, and then demanding better things come from this. Prima, what have you found an attorney willing to look into this problem, and what has been the results of any possible civil rights violations being looked into by any attorney there in the Atlanta area?
Well, I had my own situation going on at the time where I had job, and the last year and 7 months, Adexo has lied, cheated, and actually paid off two attorneys so far to ensure that my workers' comp claim is not brought into the light, because they could not have they had to hold back any negative display of this particular pilot program so that the state of Georgia could name Sodexo Employer of the Year as a GBR partner.
Boy, ain't that a kick in the butt. I mean, this crap is considered Leader of the Year, Business Leadership of the Year for Voc Rehab. That makes me vomit. I'm sorry. That is just the epitome of stupidity. Combined with corruption. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope in our audience that you have come to the conclusion of why draining the swamp matters. If the governor's office of the state of Georgia, which is supposed to be Republican, doesn't have the audacity to stand up to such illegal and corrupt and vile behavior by their business of the year that was brought in by the Democrat President Obama's leadership, which is an international company. Sodexo is based in Paris, France. Am I correct, Karima?
Exactly.
Okay, so they were ushered into the U.S. by President Obama's administration, come into the Republican...
And Hillary,
Georgia Republican governor's office into the state of Atlanta. This is the swamp that President Trump is trying to erase. And so, as you can see, it's not just one party or the other. It's both parties. This is the kind of vile corruption that we want to see eliminated. My buddy Hillary, yes. So now, Demonica, I know, I'm just wrapping my head around it. Demonica, in the state of Minnesota, what do you see would be a course of action? Heck, can you imagine how, I mean, your governor is currently Republican also, are they not?
Yes.
So if your governor took a company that came in through the Obama administration. Now, granted, let's get something clear. If Sodexo was a good company and was doing good corporate things in a state, we wouldn't really give a rip if they were Democrat or Republican. We'd be thankful to have them. But clearly,
right,
they have leadership that is just not got it all going on, clearly. So
Would you see the state of Minnesota standing up to a Sodexo that took advantage, allowed their leadership to take advantage of females with mental disabilities and encouraging them to basically create porn on the work site? Would that be an appropriate behavior, you think, from your governor's office in the state of Minnesota?
No.
And I can also say, Asa Hutchison, who's a friend of mine and the governor of Arkansas, if he didn't do something about this, I'd personally go to Little Rock and root his butt right out of the chair myself. And he would tell you I would do that. So he knows me. So he would tell you, yeah, Marlene would do that. So I'm sitting here thinking, this is the swamp that Trump is so terribly trying to, eradicate, and corruption he's trying to eradicate. And granted, he doesn't have the best track record himself, clearly, of how he handled issues with women. But we'll let that be prior to him being elected, and we'll just start with right now, when he was elected and demanding better behavior.
Sure. What Sodexo has done is that what happened in my case was Sodexo, DVRA, and all the powers to be that had everything to move by trying to offset Sodexo's track record. I've done an in-depth study of what Sodexo has done about the country, throughout the United States, and throughout the world. And there is a report that is out that they have been, they're trying to kick Sodexo out of 5 countries. And the workers' rights have been violated. Their human rights have been violated. They've had their civil rights violated. They've had discrimination lawsuits. They even had a kickback case here that a good friend of mine, Randy Travis, investigated. They also had taxpayer siphons, money from the school fund and New York Attorney General. Every time anything comes up about Sodexo, they deny. But in the meantime, what has happened is that they needed to get the 10 of us in the program and out the program, no matter what the situation was, so that they could get access to 9,000 more participants. So they now have access to 9,000 more disabled people using tax credits. So each one of us, they told us, was $18,000. And once $18,000 worth of tax credits were used up, then they had no more to use for. So this is a
Just your Secretary of State for the state of Georgia should be reviewing those tax credits based on this behavior right here. I mean, you've got a five section of your state government violations going on right here due to civil rights. So, and let's another point that I have to consider here is, think of all the small businesses that could use these jobs, or the state government themselves generally hires, cafeteria workers for colleges and universities. So just imagine the jobs that are being taken away from state government and given as contract employees to these companies like Sodexo, and these companies like Chartwell and Sodexo are not known for treating those employees with any dignity. I mean, they're known for being jerks to work for. I've had several good friends that worked for a college in Arkansas Tech University. One of my very, very good friends was the director there of the Cap Food Service director. And Chartwell came in and got a bid, and the first thing they did was fire him because, they weren't about to give him the benefits he had in the job at Arkansas Tech as food service director. So the damages that are being done here are on levels that, are so much bigger than the overt obvious. And I would like
to
see.
You know what? That's crazy.
Go ahead, Chris.
See, that's what makes me wonder. And when you said they fired the gentleman, that was the same thing that happened at the unit that I was in, where they went in and they fired all these different people and had food service situations going on where the food was rotten. You know, I actually took the time to videotape. They said, oh, you need to sign off of this thing that you can't take pictures or videotape. Sodexo has had an F report card in serving horse meat to Marines, molded food at the cafeterias. Emory University set a ban against Sodexo, trying to drive them off the campus. And I don't understand how can if your company or even the Monica, if you held an event like that in Minnesota or in Arkansas and gave people food poisoning, you would no longer be in business.
Oh, my gosh. They would lock you under the jail.
They would lock you under the jail.
Yes, they would.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're untouchable.
They're
untouchable.
Yes.
Well, they're not untouchable. It's just they're getting – there's clearly payoffs. They're being bought. They're buying their way out of issues. If you own a local restaurant and the DHEC person comes through your restaurant to do a restaurant inspection, you know, they shut you down for the most frivolous minor infractions. But if Sodexo keeps getting by with it, clearly they're getting paid off. The food, you know, the DHEC inspector, food service inspector, is definitely being paid off, because there's no way you can do these kind of behaviors on the job and not have infractions like temperature issues or bad food issues. I mean, if you're not taking care of your health, you're not taking care of your product. It's just that simple. Sam Walton made clear of that, and he wasn't even in the food service business. So there is clearly corruption here, with your Secretary of State not doing his job, your Attorney General not doing their job, your food service inspectors of DHEC not doing their job, your civil rights, human rights violations being practiced there, your vocational rehab division is bad. I mean, I've just named off five right off the top of my head. And there's only one guy in charge of all five of those. His name is Nathan Deal. I'm sorry, Governor, but your name's at the bottom. You're the guy that signs the contracts. So you are the one that is responsible for the lack of not following up and not holding your managers accountable. And, sir, I'm sorry, but you're CEO of that state. And these guys are basically your department heads. If they can't do their job, they need to be gone. And I don't think you need a consultant or an independent study or anything else to prove that.
That's what I was told would happen, is that when we were there, we were fortunate. We weren't an outside source. They knew who we were and who we are even now, because we had GVRA on the radio show for 3 weeks straight. And because the company is so big, and they treat people all the same if you're not on the upper management side, I think they pretty much just felt like I wasn't going to say anything. And I'm going to tell everybody this, you know, my thing is, I got hurt on the job on October 7th, and I followed all the protocol correctly, and I was refused medical help, and I had to pay for my own surgery, had to pay for my own ambulance.
That's against federal law.
My bills,
right there.
My bills. They didn't report. They didn't report to the Department of Labor, OSHA. And they went as far as having two employees write letters, handwritten letters, stating I said that I sat down. And one of the things that I think the email that I sent you was that even their workers' comp doctor, they turned around, Sodexo stuck me with that bill as well. So my surgery was $2,000.
Karima, yes. Let me get something straight right away. Those voc rehab doctors, or those occupational doctors is what they're called, occupational health doctors, are on contract with the state government.
Yes.
Their job is to make sure your diagnosis follows what benefits the state, not you. And as a result, the state is required by law to get you what's called an independent medical evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you went out and had to seek your own medical service, then they're going to be at odds. Your independent medical evaluation is definitely going to be at odds with the occupational doctor hired by the state. The state doctor is paid to write a diagnosis favoring the state, not you. That's the way the game works.
Well, what she did was she said that there was an event that occurred, and she concurred with something happened that caused my straps to be torn the way they were. And the attorney just told me that Sodexo has said that no matter what's been said, they're just going to offer me $5,000. And I just take it or leave it. And I just...
That's not appropriate. Yeah, you go to court. There's no way. The Workman's Comp Commissioners, which there are more than one. I would guess the state of Georgia probably has 5 to 7. Okay, and the Workman's Comp Commissioners are their HR people, their medical doctors. It's a cross blend of professions that have to do with labor that are serving on those commissioners' positions. And there's attorneys in there, judges in there. I mean, once they become a workman's comp commissioner, they are a judge. But my point is,
wait a minute. I want to get the rest of this out. Not only was I hurt on the job, there was another lady that was hurt on the job, and they did her almost virtually the same way. And so there were three of us that took injuries on the job, and all three of us have never been properly given adequate medical whatever. And then they turned around and made it really clear that it did not matter to them. So I just wanted to share with you, it's just not me. There was two other individuals, the lady with the intellectual disability, myself, and another lady who has suffered with both intellectual and physical disabilities. And I told the people at EVRA exactly what I'm telling everybody right now. I've told them about the lady that I said this has been pushed under the table, and I said, look, what I've done is I've sent everybody a letter stating this occurred. I actually just wanted to let everybody know this is just not about me. This is about the entire unit, the 10 people that was there. So they didn't care, but then they turned around moments later, a couple months later, and gave them the GVR award, employer of
well,
the year.
Well, that just proves how
so
inbred
that,
they are. That just proves how they're corrupt together. I mean, look, the workman's comp commissioners, once they hear your case, Creamer, are going to give you more than $5,000. Because there's no way they want to be exposed. No way. You got a little harder time exposing all the bad seeds at GVRA and Sodexo. I mean, you call out that woman's name that was the supervisor for Sodexo that allowed that behavior to go on. Who was the supervisor on point there working that allowed that behavior of that woman's breast to be exposed? Who was that woman? Call her name.
Angela Matthews. That was a white female.
I don't care if she's white or black. If her name is Angela Matthews,
But the lady who exposed, the one who took the lady in the back, her I can't remember her name. She was a black woman. And it was all set up. They all said that they wanted their hours back. And Ms. Angela told them, you know what you need to do in order to get your hours back, which was get rid of us. And so that's what it was. It was just a day in, day out battle. And it was just people, everybody making only $12 an hour to $15 an hour. Low totem pole people just going at each other on a day-to-day basis, trying to keep their job. And, you know, it was just a vile situation. And now we got, you know, now they have they got 9,000 people that they're about to utilize. They're going to be blind people. They were very specific about where they were altering the funding to, which is down up in the Roosevelt. What is it? The Roosevelt Orm Springs. There, Sodexo is going in there now and work with people that are blind, and they're going to take that money and make them make products. Stuff. It's just a huge situation. It's in the millions of dollars and stuff. And I think the reason
Angela Matthews
is that
Is Angela Matthews work for GBRA or
no,
for Sodexo?
Sodexo.
Okay. And then
yes.
Who was the person you told this to at
everything.
GBRA and ignored you? Who at GBR? Name the state employee of GBRA who ignored you when you took this to them. Who's the director?
That was Harriet. It was GBRA, Mr. Kevin Harris, and who was the assistant director, and the lady that we've been trying to get you to talk to was Miss Harriet. And that's how
she's just a clerical person. But Mr. Kevin, what's his name? Kevin, what's his name? Refused to return her calls, refused to speak to us after Miss Angela Matthews was exposed. He refused to do anything about this, and even went as far as to make Sodexo the employer of the year for the Georgia Vocational Rehabilitation Association. Is that correct? Am I correct?
Absolutely, you are.
So, Governor Deal, there are two people you should be addressing, and I mean immediately. Angela Matthews of Sodexo and Mr. Kevin Harris. And I'll be talking to the Department of Justice later this week, and I'll be revealing their name for you, sir. Now, with that said, if the people of the state of Georgia enjoy paying their tax money for that kind of corruption, God help us. I'm sorry, but God help this country.
What I found out from my research, this is what I found out, is back when 2008 came, state governments were scrambling to keep their programs going. So 12 companies from a global company that Sodexo has over 300,000 employees, 96 different types of meth codes that they work in, and they're in the prison system. So if you look at, I've done all my research on, it's so easy to find every year, month after month, different things that they've done. But what I've noticed was that Sodexo has had a real, real deep history of discriminating against black people. And black people at Sodexo, the ones that are the new gatekeepers, are just as worse as the other gatekeepers. So it's just been a lot of turning and twisting about exactly who does what at the Sodexo level. But they have been in bed with people like the Obamas, where they now have a relationship with Magic Johnson, which they came in. So what Sodexo does is use other entities to go through the door in order for them to, you know, like partnerships, like you do in contracting. And they would lead Sodexo in the door, like the Magic Johnson
agreement.
Company now
let's
is a partner
about,
with
let's talk
Sodexo.
About where they get the money to do that. You know where they get the money to do that? It's the spread between
money.
The $10 and $12 they're paying you as a, you know, so that it gives them enough money to write Magic Johnson another check. I mean, Come on, this is just not rocket science. I'm sorry,
well,
but you know,
this is my research. My research shows that the government and the governors, this is not the, you know, Governor Gill is not the only governor. The governors of all the different states have been signing contracts with multinational companies like Sodexo to help bail out the programs they have gotten grant money from the feds for. So it was almost one of those things that all the governors sold, the governors have sold out the citizens of various states to these multinational companies. And Sodexo is a part of the Dirty Dozen. So there's 12 other companies.
Wait, let's stop. Wait just a second, Karima. Did we not find out that Hillary Clinton had a direct ownership in Sodexo?
We found out that she has interest in Sodexo.
She has direct ownership of interest in Sodexo.
Right.
Number one. Number two, we realize this is happening in other states, but right now we're talking about Georgia with overt, clear evidence of people being expensed. They're expensing the just common dignity of people with mental disabilities for their sick porn needs.
Yep.
Can we be clear on that?
They're preying upon
That's all pretty bad. But then they go hire Magic Johnson to come, and this is the problem with the Al Sharptons and the Reggie Jacksons. They go get a black champion to calm all other blacks down. That's what they're doing. And it works. I'm sorry, but it works. And that's why these people keep getting by with this crap. Magic Johnson, of all people, should say, hell no, get that out of here. I ain't about to do that. If he had any respect for his race, he would not sell out his race for this crap. This is not hard. You either got a backbone or you don't. And don't try to sell me your platitudes of greatness, Mr. Johnson, if all it takes is a check in your pocket to sell out the rest of the black race. I'm sorry, but I don't find that cute. I find it despicable. And that was actually what the problem was with slavery. Slavery had a black master who did all the dirty work to other blacks. And things aren't changing.
Marlene, I think the thing that people really don't understand is that people are just people. You know what I'm saying? There are people they're just people.
Well, I don't think it's even a black thing.
I think that people, when another woman do something like that to another woman, and
Karima,
everybody else
for every
about
woman,
it, it's something else.
Every girl that becomes a prostitute was led into prostitution by another woman.
Exactly.
That's
so
a fact.
I don't think it has anything to do with. I know that. They get tricked into it and escorted in, and there you have it. And there you have the trap. And then so this is what
and
I
the,
was
and then
saying
we got
was,
the same thing going on right now with why they hired the Magic Johnsons. Now
exactly.
My point is this:
it's
people. That's obvious. It's not just this
right.
career. It's people. But at some point in time, somebody's got to draw the line in the sand and say, stop it. Just stop it. That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
And
we're
right
going to take a break for a second.
Okay.
We're going to take a break for
Let's take a break. Okay.
We're going to take a short pause for the cause. You're listening to WAMRDB. That's right, the women's station. We'll be right back shortly.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, This is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C. Take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D. Help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Women around the world use sanitary napkins and tampons every day, knowing little to nothing about the harmful and potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health? You know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer, what other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas too that could end up being a problem later on.
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness, potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do tampons and pads get that ultra-white, clean look? Usually chlorine bleach, which can also create toxic dioxin and other disinfection byproducts. According to an EPA draft report, dioxin is a serious public health threat that has no safe level of exposure. To make matters worse, tampons create a favorable environment for bacterial growth.
Certainly there's a lot of plastic involved with pads and the issues with tampons and the history you have to be careful with. Toxic shock syndrome and stuff, just because of what it's made out of, is kind of a nidus of bacteria that's not so good for patients.
Micro tears in the vaginal wall from tampons allow bacteria to accumulate when left too long. One infamous risk is toxic shock syndrome, or TSS,
caused by poisonous toxins from bacteria. TSS is a life-threatening condition that affects women under 30 most. While any woman using tampons can get TSS, over 60% of TSS fatalities happen in women ages 15 to 24. For too long, these facts have been conveniently swept under the rug, while hundreds of millions of women suffer with no alternatives. Until now. Introducing Cherish Premium Sanitary Napkins by Inspire. Cherish pads have been designed by women for women.
That's right, we're back on WAMRDE with the one and only tonight's hostess with the mostest, Marlene, and special guest, Karima.
Let's take this program to the next level. I think it's time that we start holding people accountable and we start demanding response and answers from state, local, and national government leadership. Cleaning up a corruption ordeal is not something you do in 5 minutes, but it starts with shining the light on the ugliness that's being swept under the rug for the protection of those who are profiteering. There's nothing wrong with free enterprise. There's nothing wrong with making money, and there's nothing wrong with profiteering. But when you have to expend the human dignity of someone else to do that, then what is that you've really gained? You sold your soul to the devil for a dollar, or in this case, to look at this black woman's breast. And she was mentally disabled to the point she could not understand that she was being exploited. How low of a human do you have to be to take advantage of somebody in that position? How low of a human do you have to be to take advantage of people with disabilities anyway? But to do this, because you're basically a glorified restaurant and you've got state-sanctioned government pay as your justification for exploiting others, how sick can you possibly be? How can you sleep at night? How can you look at your own children and think that somebody would not do that to your own children? Because what you put out, you do get back. At some point in time, you're going to get it back. I promise you. Karima, what would it take for you to see satisfaction at this point? Granted, 5,000 is not enough. But if you saw Sodexo having to close shop and leave this country tomorrow, but starting in Atlanta, would it be worth that to you at that point to know that you've done better for the greater good? With $5,000, I'm not even worried about the money.
It's not about money because if it was about money, I wouldn't be doing the show because, you know, according to this attorney that I have, you know, you're not supposed to, you know, do interviews or anything like that. But it was just an insult to injury as far as talking with the. I'm in conversation with. The other two victims, their parents, their mom, they both live at home with their elderly moms, right, and mothers and stuff. And so, they don't have the intention for this program is not for the people to have a voice when there's abuse. At this level, you know.
Well, Sodexo is a predator. Sodexo is a predator.
Absolutely.
They're not any different than any other predator practicing pedophilia. I'm sorry, but that's the reality of it.
To answer your question, my goal is to not just talk about this. My goal is to create a tie back to the Trans-African report that Danny Glover, the actor, actually helped put together, asking people who have, people that with disability. I want to have a march at the Capitol to push the Dexel out of the state of Georgia. And we need to let them know that we're not going to allow the people that are getting paid at the top any more authority over people with disabilities. Because what I found out, you guys, is that people with intellectual disabilities and physical disabilities are being abused every day. Every day.
So
Dexo is just one company. You know, we had a case, something like this, a year ago, where the driver that was picking up the intellectual disabled woman was having sex with her. And they said, oh, well, she was at consenting age and all of that. But you already know that it's wrong. So at this state, I really agree with you. You know, Sodexo is a company that, you know, I was taught this. The reason why I'm doing this is because you have to be a voice for the voiceless.
Yes.
You mentioned this. One thing you said, Karima, one of the things that make me the most deadliest is that they had no intentions of thinking that I had the access that I have to the Republican Party as a GOP member in good standing, and, you know, having access to different events that's going on, and I'm fine with it. You know, I don't have to justify with anybody why I'm a Republican. There's plenty of top Republicans. Baby King is a Republican. You know,
but hey, there's good Black Democrats too. For instance, there's good on both parties. Yes.
But I'm just saying people are going to say, oh, this is somebody that's a Republican complaining, and we're not. You are a Democrat. You are a diehard Democrat.
I am a Democrat. I am a die-in-the-wool Democrat. I'm sorry, but I am.
Yeah.
But I don't tolerate such disgusting behavior. I just don't tolerate
Demonica,
it under any flag.
Democrat.
See? But this doesn't justify that behavior. You know, here's where I would put the rubber to the road. I would call on guys like Tyler Perry. Tyler, I know you got your own gig going on, sir. And hats off to you. I mean, you're a great movie producer. You're a great actor. You're an entrepreneur. But where do you decide to put skin in the game? This is a banner that a man like Tyler Perry could get behind and march with you to the state capitol, Karima, because this is just wrong. This is wrong under any flag and under any banter. But being that you as a Republican, Karima, have to call out your own governor, who is a Republican, to call down his minions, such as Mr. Kevin Harris and Angela Matthews, this is just psychotic and sick and perverted on levels that no one should have to experience. But to have it sanctioned through a state organization that is totally endorsed and signed off on by the governor of your state, and you're right, it isn't just Governor Deal. It's been since 2008, so there's several governors that fall under the last 8 years. Governor Deal's only been there 4. So, but my point is, come on, this is wrong. It's wrong under any banner, under any flag. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, male or female, gay or straight, black or white, it doesn't matter. This is wrong. Draw a line in the sand. These ladies did not have the mental capacities to say no. And it should not have to be said. When is it going to be enough to call people out and get them to stop acting like heathens? Uncivilized, barbaric heathens. This makes me sick. this is humanity? Give me a freaking break. My alley cats and dogs act better than this. And they don't need instruction. This is crazy.
And it's crazy. What bothers me is that, once again, you're preying upon the vulnerable adult, but you got to go home
the most
every day
vulnerable.
To your family.
Didn't you need to use
family.
The argument they're consenting adults? Come on! How sick is that? That's like a priest saying that pedophilia is a spiritual way to God. Give me a break! I'll show him a way to God with a bullet right between his eyes if he comes near my kid. That's a sworn promise.
Mm-hmm.
Come on! Where is the common sense of decency and humanity?
And
where
humanity,
does it exist anymore? And that's not Democrat. That's not Republican. That's not male. That's not female. That's not black. That's not white. That's not gay. That's not straight. That's just decency.
Mm-hmm.
Karima, how do we get people to get on board and support this march and Danny Glover's Trans-American efforts to stop taking advantages of the lesser of these? How do we get people involved? Karima? Karima? We lost her. Demonica?
Okay. Well, we did lose her, but I think that we just have to come together and stand together and get the word out, and we're doing it right now.
I couldn't agree more. I hope people that are listening
right
to this are doing.
And if they're not listening, we're going to have them listen to it, because we're going to post it and keep posting it and put the word out, because they need to be called upon them. You know, they need to be called upon. They need to be called out. That is crazy.
I couldn't
here
agree
in Minnesota,
more.
We have a huge, it's a huge state for the vulnerable adults and the mentally ill. And, you know, we're fighting for the mentally ill receiving the services that they should be receiving. They just like, you know, let them out there. Just leave the people with mental illness out in the street and not getting the help that they need to get. And that's just crazy.
Yeah, that's wrong too.
And we have a lot of vulnerable adults here, like with the Goodwill Foundation and other foundations where they help them. And then that just makes me really upset to hear that these people can go home every night, like I was saying, go to bed with their wives, their husbands, and I'm sure they have an aunt, a grandmother that's a vulnerable adult. Like you said, I totally agree with you. How can you take advantage of a vulnerable adult? But
there are people that justify their behavior every day.
That is greed.
Clearly.
That's inhumane. It's just atrocious. I cannot believe that they, you know, it's just crazy. My son is incarcerated, and they also serve the inmates that food.
Yes.
What Karima was
mentioning
about
surprised.
The food
yeah.
getting molded, people
yeah.
getting sick. Yes, they have it in the hospitals here, and they think, and here in Minnesota, you know, I'm sure throughout the country, the food is being processed and served to all the, you know, nursing homes, the hospitals, to the, you know, everywhere.
Right.
And there, people are getting sick from it. And my son was just
telling
mom the food that they're getting.
But they are exactly what I said. They're a glorified restaurant. I mean, they're institutionalized restaurant. It's really what they are. And they're not providing rocket science. Or brain surgery, for lack of a better way to say this. So this justification at that level is just disgusting. I mean, if you go to Burger King and you order a sandwich, we all know crazy things happen, but do you really have to watch the cook and make sure he didn't spit on your food? No, it's right out there in the open for you to see. You know what you're seeing. When you go to these places, though, the food is all prepared behind doors. You're not allowed to see the food be prepared. So you don't know what you're really biting into at all.
What you're eating. Right.
Exactly. So this kind of, it sounds like to me they prepare their food the same way they manage their help. Everything's done, you know, in cloak and dagger, which is stupid. And as a result, you know, I would ask guys that do have asking rights and skin in the game and clout to get on board to help protect these people. Start by demanding Sodexo be replaced, if nothing else. I know many, many people that could use that job. Many people.
Yeah.
Who would take the job? At least if they work for the state, they get some state benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And the spread money wouldn't go to the Magic Johnson. It'd go to the lady working in the cafeteria at the school, at the church, at the hospital, at the university, at the state house.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably providing the food at your state house. So it's time for people to get on board and ask their leadership to step up and demand that better quality help be brought forward.
You're correct. You're absolutely correct. And a lot of times, though, our problem is it's not just in the African-American community, but just period, is educating yourself, educating to know what we're bringing in. You know, a lot of times we just see a visual and don't really educate ourselves to say, okay, this company has done these things overseas, you know, to let them in. So we have to educate ourselves. We have to take time to, like, and really educate and investigate that company. We don't have a tendency of doing that. We're just like, oh, okay, we'll just pass it on. I myself, I've been guilty of that. But now in the past few years, I've been really taking time out to educating myself to read up on certain things.
Well, I think you have to get mad first, Monica.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to become aware of the fact that there are people taking advantage of others. And then you have to get mad. You have to get mad and you have to get angry and you have to decide the buck stops here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think of what all was done with the Civil Rights Movement when people came together and said enough of the Jim Crow laws. Think of what happened when people said, stop stealing our dignities because of the color of our skin. Think of what was done when people pulled their resources together, drew the line in the sand, and said, enough. Enough. And we've got to do that again. We've got to stand up and do it again. But we've got to do it for the mentally challenged people. Mentally and physically, but especially emotionally. Yes, we've got to do it for them. So it's time we stand up and fight for those who can't fight for themselves.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
I'm angry.
They definitely can't fight for themselves. Yeah, it just makes me just...
It just makes me so sick that somebody could be so perverted that they got such a cheap thrill out of this stupid crap. It's disgusting. All because they wanted hours back to their budget? You justify that behavior because you wanted hours back in your budget? Are you that disgusting?
Well, that's you know what? The culture, what I understand that the culture of a company has something to do with the way the people that they recruit in that company. The people that Sodexo has recruited and what they've done is that no matter what field they're in, they always are going to do the same thing. No matter what, because what they do is it's just like any other RFP. You know, when we answer an RFP, you get the right team members together, right? And you
well,
you
let's talk. Wait,
RFP.
Wait. Tell people what an RFP is. RFP stands for
request
for proposal. But
so when
speaking of culture,
up,
yeah, you're 100% correct.
Go ahead.
Yes.
If the company's a dirty dog and their culture, no matter what you put, it's just like having a good man or a bad man. You know what I'm saying? If your man beat your butt before y'all got married, he gonna beat your butt after y'all done got married.
Worse.
That's
exactly.
Just who he is. And that's the
worse
thing about it. And people don't understand that. That has nothing to do with anything other than the culture, the character of a person. As we keep talking about Dr. King, celebrating Dr. King, it's the character of this company. And I'm going to tell you, I'm astonished, just like the Monica Mintz said, how can you not do a background check on a company with such a poor rating of things they've had?
I just thought of another man I'm going to call out and ask him. This man's done a lot of great things for the African American community there in Atlanta. Arthur Black, he owns Home Depot. He also owns the Falcons. Arthur, you and I have met several times. You're a great guy. I think a lot of you. I'm going to call you out and ask you to step up also and bring resources to the table to help put a stop to this. And let me explain to you why I'm calling on Arthur. Right now, Karima, I know you don't know this because I haven't told you a lot about it, but I do a lot of consulting to NFL. and culture is a big word used in NFL organizations for coaches. Coaches have to have the right culture to breed winners, period. I mean, and when I say breed them, I mean mentally. Because you've got to somehow bring, you know, 51 guys together and make a team. And that team's all got to be going the same direction for 4 months, well, 5 months out of a year. And they all start at a different place. When they show up for the first day of practice in July or whenever it is, spring practice, I think, starts in June, all those guys are coming to the table at different levels of physical ability. They're all coming to the table. The newbies are coming to the table with different football programs in their minds from the colleges of where they were at before. And somehow that NFL coach has got to create a culture where all of them are finally at the same starting gate going to the same finishing line. And culture is the word that is used in the NFL to make that happen. So culture is huge in understanding the driving mechanisms of how to get people headed in the same direction. Otherwise, it's like herding cats. Has anyone ever tried to herd cats? It's not a picnic, trust me. So culture is huge, Karima. You're 100% correct. Character comes from culture. Culture drives character. And in this case, we can see they have a horrible culture and they have horrible character because they facilitate this type of behavior to get back billable hours for voc rehab. That's the most mentally unstable concept of business outside of prostitution I've ever heard of in my life. I can see the Bunny Ranch in Las Vegas practicing this. I can't see a damn cafeteria thinking this is okay. I'm sorry, but I can't.
Let me read something to you real quick, you guys. I was just going through on Facebook page and listening to people listening to it. One of my fellow Republicans from the 9th District shared this, Chris Peranto. It says, only good triumphs over evil. And this church called Duplex Baptist Church. We will never create enough laws to control evil. Evil does not obey laws.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But evil can't exist. Evil cannot exist where love is. And love cannot exist where evil is the domain. Period. He's 100% correct. You have to root out evil for love to exist. And that's why we're calling people out right now.
Georgia is under siege. That's why the show is about Georgia is under siege. We have a foreign entity, a country that has come to the United States and is exploiting American citizens. And only the very few people at the top are benefiting from it because they're getting paid off at the top.
Exactly.
So these individuals need to be brought out in this conversation. And
that's
the
why
thing
we're calling
about
on
it
Governor
is,
Deal.
This is what I did. Not only did I go to the top left side of the administrative offices, I also reported this to the Georgia Advocacy Office for People with Disabilities. So the staff attorney, Ms. Julie Higley, knows about this. And so supposedly this is supposed to be happening on this side. You know, so doing your due diligence and not going off to the deep end. And the reason why I had this amount of understanding is because of you. You know, you've been my vocational advocate for the longest. And I don't want you to get upset when I talk about my attorney, because that's just another conversation that we need to not have on the air. But my attorney, it has been bought off. This would be the third attorney that has had my case, and I did all the work. And then when Sodexo says, let's drop her. But when I mentioned to him that I was a card-carrying Republican, and I was just recently invited through the Secret Service, getting cleared through Secret Service to be in the American First invite when Vice President Pence came, then he says, oh, let me think about this. So he has to check his handler to find out if she's telling the truth. And the thing about it is, you cannot take evil people's word for anything. The only thing I know that you can do is have this is something I plan on doing until we get Sodexo out of Georgia. We're in the middle of an election. The midterm elections is coming up, and our governor election is coming up. Right? We need to have leadership that is going to effectively be a part of all the people and not allow any one person or one entity. This is a multinational company that is from another country bringing their culture into our society. That's what is happening. And the
people that would work, except Karima, they got Americans doing their dirty work. I mean, I could see your argument. Your argument is exact, but that's true. But it was two people living in Georgia that justified this behavior, Kevin Harris and Angela Matthew. Period. So, yes, it's a foreign country with their foreign culture coming into this country doing this, but at this platform, you got two people from the state of Georgia that validated the behavior. And so that's why I'm saying you got to call on guys like Arthur Black and Tyler Perry, and you got to call on these individuals that do have skin in the game and asking rights, and ask them to come out and support these people who do not have the resources to have a voice. They've got a voice. One, I guarantee you, Nathan Deal will take Tyler Perry's phone call. Won't be no calling him back. Tyler Perry calls the governor, he's going to take that call. Arthur Black calls
the governor,
he's going to take
the
call.
The governor should take everybody's call. And this
he
is
should,
why I'm having...
Reality is he can't, Karima. Reality is he just can't.
Well, the thing about it is, I know what I plan on doing. I've listed my list of people that I'm going to see this week. I'm going to go to my two U.S. senators' office, Perdue and Ikeson, and then I'm going over to the governor's office, and those three people, and maybe the attorney general's office. And my thing of it is that when you step forward out of the darkness, because at first, I was afraid, but talking with you and talking with the Monica and other people, you know, to what did you say? Council
of Wise.
Let him know that I say it again.
Council of Wise.
Council of Wise. And that's how I think that's how I wanted to, you know, just effectively move
because it's not just me. And I tell people all the time, it's not just me. If it was just me, it would be totally different. I would just be in jail about it and just go in and just whoop somebody's ass and be done with it. But that's all right. We just got to do it a certain way. And I'm not in a rush. You know, I have all the time in the world because my thing is, you can't miss what you can't measure. You know what I mean?
That's
and that's why we, this is why, you know, we continue to move the way we are. And I appreciate you guys interviewing me. I just wanted to get this off my chest. And, you know, you guys, I have a whole website called Not About the Party, But the Purpose.weebly.com, but it's about to be a live one where you'll see a lot of this information. You'll be able to look at, research it yourself. Everything I got was off of either Yahoo search engines or Bing search engines and Google search engines. And so, you know, I'm not coming up with this. And even on the show page, I have links that I put on the show page, and all you have to do is look at it and click it, and you guys can see, anybody can see who Sodexo is. So that's where we are. You know, it just is what it is. And we have to fight back. We have to fight back evil to evil, evil men and women. And we have to do it in the way that we need to do it, which is quick, swift, with a double-edged sword, and cut the head off quickly.
Yes. Well, it, sometimes it can be done quickly, and sometimes it can't. But in this case, we definitely cannot drop the ball. We have to stay
on
top of it.
Workers.
We have to call
They're government
people.
Workers. We pay them. These are not gods.
Yes.
These are just human beings that are government elected officials, vote their asses out or fire them. And if you cut off the head of the snake, the body will die. So that's all we have to do. It's like you said, go right after the Governor Dill does not care because he's not running again. He can't run. So we got new people coming in office. So we got to get in front of each one of those individuals and let them know that you're not going to walk in here and just keep doing the same thing. Business as usual is over with. In order for you to think that you're going to have a global economy in the state of Georgia, you cannot adapt to what the other countries do against their own people and think the American public is going to accept it. So this is where I'm at with it. I refuse to accept the fact that you're going to stick me with, I'm 51 years old, about to be 52, that I paid for every dollar of my surgery. It was $52,000, $22,000 in Kaiser medical bills, $6,000 in projected orthopedic bills. I'm almost out of close to $100,000. You know, and I'm not on disability. I'm not on welfare. I don't get Social Security. I don't get Medicare. I don't get food stamps. I don't get any of that.
You earn every penny of it.
And so we're not talking, like I tell people, you're not talking to somebody that don't have any pride. I am going to do what I have to do in order to expose these people. And I'm kicking the windows and doors out because there are just people that have jobs. These are not idols. I don't worship anything. So my goal right now, my goal is to show these people that they are not untouchable.
Right.
Well, I think we showed them here tonight.
I think
don't
we
you
most
agree?
Definitely did.
And I think we need to have a follow-up show. We need to show the people of Atlanta that we're going to stay on top of this, and we are going to keep track of what is done and who it's done to, and when these people have their jobs cost them. And we need to make sure that the people of Atlanta understand that if you're going to act like this, you're going to be held accountable.
We're starting to sign on letter starting tomorrow at noon. And that sign on letter is going to be passed throughout the state
all the state agencies that have to do with people with disabilities, and every senator and House representative will sign acknowledging that they are going to protect the people of this state, or they need to leave.
I agree.
You cannot have a foreign entity come in and take over your state. You can't do that and honestly think it's okay. You can't think that. It's just that simple. These are all elected officials. That's it. And you know who I get my passion from? Is those young people. No matter how or what they can say about them, those young people in Florida have said that if you don't come to this, we're going to vote you out. We're going to remember you. And these voters, these girls, these young people have reminded me that no one is untouchable. No one.
That's right. No one is untouchable.
Yeah. No one. You're right.
You know, I can remember when I was living in Europe, people used to ask me what it took to make Americans angry. And I can remember clear as day saying, we have a very long fuse, but once you light it, you better move, because we're going to strike back so fast you're not going to know what hit you.
Mm-hmm.
And they would look at me and say, yeah, World War II proved that. But it's true. We do have a very long fuse. We will do about everything we can to avoid a fight. But once you pick a fight, you've got one. And we're not going away until you lost. And you've lost everything. And that, nobody really wants another world war and getting the U.S. involved for that very reason.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right on that. Well, we're going to be wrapping things up. We have just a couple minutes here. Once again, you're listening to WAMRDB with the one and only hostess with the mostest this evening. Marlene, you did a phenomenal job. And our special guest, that's Karima. That's right, tonight. We had a serious discussion. And the main thing that I'd like to address is, once again, is humanity. We need to come back, you guys.
Yeah.
To humanity.
I agree.
We have
just
to
common decency.
And come together. Don't be scared, because that's what it is. Everybody's so hush-hush, don't want to say anything. Well, if you keep sweeping things under the rug, then we'll never get things accomplished.
Exactly.
So what we have to do is stand on it and come together and bring humanity back. Once again, you're listening to the Demonica Fly. And this evening, I just want to thank everyone, all our listeners. We're going to continue this. And Marlene and Karima, I'm going to have you close this one out. This WAMRDB. Thank you so much.
Good night.